Before we dive in, two things. First, thank you. Listeners like you are why we do this. Our team works hard on every episode to ensure we bring you the best content possible. Second, it's a gift-giving time of year. People ask us all the time, what's your setup or what's your favorite gear? We put all of our favorites together in our new Generation Leader gift guide. Find recommendations for those hard to buy for people on your list and get them something great this year. Find the gift guide at newgenerationleader.fm/gift and we'll keep this up to date all year round. All right, let's get on with the show.
Busy or exhausted? At the end of a long, hard day, you have been cranking and running full tilt. Are you still energized and feel like you're floating in the clouds, running on high and on the top of the world? Or are you exhausted? You need to crawl into bed at the end of the day. You are done, you are spent, and you have nothing left to give. Busy or exhausted? Welcome to the New Generation Leader. We're giving you the tools you need to lead in the digital world. Ready to reach your true potential? Let's get started. Welcome to the New Generation Leader Podcast. This is a big question. A big question to ask and reflect on. And in today's quick tools, this week on the New Generation Leader, we want to give you three tools, three filters, lenses to look at to give clarity as you look at yourself in the mirror and say, where am I? Am I busy or am I exhausted? And how can I fix this? If you think about being busy or being exhausted, those are two very different paces, two very different realities that shape ultimately the productivity of the outcomes that you are bringing. If you are busy, your outcomes are going to reflect high capacity, high growth opportunities. But if you are exhausted, you are going to feel like you are spinning your wheels. You are running full tilt, and yet you don't feel like you're moving anywhere. That's a hard reality to find yourself in, but it's an important one for us to think about, to reflect on, and make sure we are bringing our best each and every day, that we are healthy and in balance, so that when we get started, when we shift into high gear, we are making things happen and getting things done. So I want to give you three tools, three filters, three lenses to look at, to understand and give yourself a solid answer. Are you busy or are you exhausted? And it'll help you to understand not only are you, but what can you do about it if you are in fact exhausted? The first one is the 70-30, and we'll link these three tools in the show notes. But the 70-30 is vitally important because it's a quick snapshot, and it helps us to know, are we in balance at our optimal setting? We are working out of our gifts, out of our strengths 70% of the time, and we are working out of our growing edges, our conscious competencies, the things that we recognize we're good at, but we have to think about, we have to expend a little energy in these areas. We're working in those areas 30% of the time. We can't be 100 and zero. It's kind of like weight training or resistance training. You've got to put in a little effort sometimes. And so we shift back and forth from the things that we are naturally gifted at to the things that we have to work a little bit at. And we are energized by the things we're gifted at so that we have energy to sustain the things where we are not gifted. And when our tank is empty, we shift back into our 70, to our giftedness, and keep running full tilt. If we get out of alignment, it's a quick snapshot to help us understand. Are we out of balance? Are we at a 50-50, maybe a 30-70? The second question is key. Which way are you trending? Do you see the light at the end of the tunnel? Is this potentially getting better or is it not? The second tool complements this perfectly. These two go together like a hand in glove, and it is the peace index. The peace index helps us look at five key areas to understand is one of these areas out of alignment. The people and relationships around you, how's your peace? Rank that 1 through 100. Your purpose. Do you know what you're doing and why you're doing it? 1 through 100. The place where you are, the physical location, where you live, where you work, where you play. How would you rank that? How is your sense of peace about this area? Then your provision. Do you have what you need to put a roof over your head, to provide dinner every night, to have lunch, breakfast, what you feel like you need to live life the way you want to live it? Is your provision caring for you, your family, those closest around you? And then last but not least, personal health. How is your health? Is there something going on that's affecting, trickling over into every other area of your life? So put these two together, the Peace Index and the 70-30, and it's a quick snapshot to help you understand, to diagnose, am I busy or am I exhausted? And if you are exhausted, to identify and understand, where is this coming from? Where is the challenge that I'm experiencing, and how can I fix this? Well, the one other tool that I want to introduce for you here helps us to know a balance between being productive and being present. When we get to that place of being exhausted, chances are we're spending too much time trying to be productive, and we aren't spending enough time being present with those around us or recharging our batteries. So the five gears looks like this. Fifth gear, shut the door, high productivity. We are going to crank out a project. That is focused energy, and it's different from fourth gear, which is where some of our busyness and sometimes our exhaustion can come in. Because we go through these motions in fourth gear, we're checking the boxes, we're checking things off. We are answering emails, answering phone calls, Slack messages. Somebody's popping in our office. If we are working in an office with people around, it's kind of that whack-a-mole sometimes. There's just tasks and things that we have to do. Third gear is what I call the great pivot, the pivot between productivity and presence. And sometimes in third gear, we are spending some relational time checking in with our team before we shift up into being productive and having a productive, beneficial meeting. Or if we are with family or friends, those in our inner circle, our third gear time is preparing to shift into a more intentional, focused relationship and conversation. It can go both ways. And third gear is that space where we can shift out of some relational catch-up into productive work, or we can shift down into more intentional, focused relationships with those who are closest to us, who mean the most to us. And then that is second gear, is that one-to-one focused, deeper relationship time where we are spending time undistracted. This is the great marker where we can say, we can flash up the deuce peace sign to our family, our friends, our young adult kids, teenagers that are in your house and say, hey, this is two time. Let's put the devices away, be undistracted, and eye to eye have a conversation, connect relationally with those who mean the most to you. And then first gear is when you unplug, you unwind. However it is that you do this, the driving range, maybe it's a walk around the neighborhood, a bike ride, a run, a visit to the gym. Maybe you go and have a particular activity. Maybe you unplug, as Jonathan, one of my business partners, mentioned yesterday on his show, that he's heard it recommended that you should take once a quarter and have a weekend where you have a day that's just you to unplug, unwind, and recharge your batteries. Even for an extrovert, it's important for us to have individual time to recharge our batteries. There is one more gear, and that is reverse, to clean up our messes, to ask for forgiveness, to apologize when we've misstepped, whether it's in relation to time and space and productivity and presence, or if it's something else that we've said or done. But you put these three tools together, the 70-30, the Peace Index, and the five gears, and it can help you understand, am I busy or am I exhausted? And if I am exhausted, how do I get back to a place of busyness that's productive? And in getting back to being productive, how do I use the five gears to safeguard my time, to put those constructs and guidelines in place so that I can continue being productive, increasing my performance, and unlocking my true potential. That's what the New Generation Leader is all about, is giving you the tools that you need to become the kind of leader the digital world needs you to be, to unlock your potential and unlock the potential of those around you. For more information on these three tools, go to our show notes at newgenerationleader.com/6. This is episode 6 of the New Generation Leader podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you back next time. To the New Generation Leader podcast. Subscribe today on your favorite podcasting platform. Ready to reach your true potential? Join our network of like-minded leaders in the New Generation Leader Mastermind group. Find all the tools you need at newgenerationleader.com. Thanks for listening today, and we look forward to seeing you next time on the New Generation Leader podcast.
Thanks again for listening to today's show. Don't forget to check out the New Generation Leader gift guide at newgenerationleader.fm/gift. Thanks to Brian, Jim, Jay, and the team behind the scenes. We'll see you next time on the New Generation Leader podcast.